This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
I was really annoyed yesterday because I was having such a gorgeous lunch date with a friend of mine and I was rudely interrupted by you because it's always about you. And you're like, oh, my God, Anastasia, oh, my God, these women will not leave me alone. They think I'm really hot. I was with Fuzzy and they just wouldn't leave me alone. Da, da, da. And I was just like, Warren, I'm having lunch.
It's true, though. Because I carry Fuzzy in the back of the car.
Yes.
And I have my windows down.
Oh, does he stay in the back?
Yeah, he sits in
the
back.
Why not in the front?
Because he doesn't like it in the front. And if he's in the front, he jumps into the back.
Oh, okay.
So he prefers to be in the back. But I have the windows down and he sticks his little head out. He always sticks his head out. And I could hear this giggling and I thought, what is that? And these two girls were sort of talking to him. I thought, okay. Then they pulled up.
Oh, my God.
They moved forward. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Were they hot?
My window's open. They were really good-looking girls. I thought of you.
Yeah, of course.
That's why I rang you.
Yeah.
To say, hey, I've got two girls.
Yeah, but I mean, what am I going to do with two girls when you're talking about how much they want you? Like, imagine me turning up.
Well, I could just say.
They just look at me and go, what are we going to do with this?
It was really, I felt awkward. I didn't know what to say. They were, and they were following me. So each traffic lights, they would pull up.
Yeah.
Hi.
But are you sure it wasn't about Fuzzy?
Well, they talked to Fuzzy at first. I felt really uncomfortable. I didn't know what to say, so I was just...
Darling, they were probably just obsessed with your dog.
They were. No, and here kidding. I was thinking
it was... You're a hunky man, of course.
No, they
did you speak
talking.
Back or did you get really shy? Because you get shy when women show attention as well,
I got very shy. But I did talk to them.
Yeah, they were so cute. But you know what? Cute dogs are magnets.
This is the thing.
They're easy pickups.
You know
a baby or a dog, you're done.
And this is what I want to say.
You don't have to do anything.
If you have trouble meeting people and you want to talk to people...
Buy a dog.
Dogs.
Yeah. Dog or have a baby. All you've got to go through is 9 months. But after you've gone through the 9 months, I'm telling you now, it's an easy pickup.
But a dog's easier.
I'm going to actually buy a fake baby today. I'm going to buy a doll and just pretend.
And just pretend.
I
don't know if you'd be picking
cafe.
Up. I think you might have the opposite effect. But you do. You go to the dog park.
I'd make
park,
such a beautiful mother, though.
And you go to
a doll.
Dog park, and there's so many people talk to you.
Oh, they absolutely.
Through a dog. And they sit there, and because the dogs have to play with each other, they'll chat. So they just go, hi, and keep walking.
Maybe that. I need a dog, don't I?
Yeah, or you can borrow Fuzzy anytime.
Yeah.
But we went, you and I caught up with two lovely friends on Saturday morning.
Oh, my God. Yes, we did. Lovely listeners as well.
And after you left, we went to the dog park with their dog.
Yes.
And with my dog. And again, someone came up and
there you go.
Started talking. I was thinking, a really nice guy.
It's a really beautiful way of connecting, isn't it?
Yes. But I can't imagine you with your doll.
No, I'm going to buy a fake doll today, like a little doll.
What if someone goes, can
like
I have a look?
Baby. I'll just say, no, it's just been born.
It's very shy.
Yeah, it's sensitive. Its eyes are sensitive to the sun.
Is there a food that you find... disgusting. And
disgusting.
I want to say the word disgusting. So not something like, oh, like I don't like the taste of that. Mm. I prefer not to eat it. Something that you find disgusting.
Disgusting. Oh, God, I can't think now. I think, look, I really find chicken disgusting, to be honest with
you.
Chicken. I just can't do it at all.
You know something that people do find disgusting a lot? Mayonnaise.
Wow.
Mayonnaise. Apparently 20% of us.
Wow. I think, 80% would love it, though. People love mayonnaise.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's 20% that find it absolutely...
I think it's hideous.
...disgusting.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't like... I like it if it's fresh.
Yeah.
Right? And it's made with the right oils and it's nice, but I don't like it out of a supermarket.
Mm.
But I don't find it disgusting, so I don't get repulsed by
it. Oh, if it's made from home, it's quite gorgeous, darling, like a garlic aioli is really lovely.
But someone's been studying it. His name's Paul Rosen. He's a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's researched disgust since the 1980s. And he says the universal measure for disgust, of course, is feces.
Yeah.
Right? And he's saying that evolved to keep us safe because you don't want to go near someone's poo and catch a disease, which could have been spread. So he said that's why it evolved. But he says disgusting foods are contaminating. So if you put a little bit of it in something, it poisons you.
Yes.
So it was developed. So, for example, I might say I don't like rocket. right? And if you put rocket in my water, I would remove it.
Yes.
And I would drink my water.
That's right.
But if you put a cockroach in my water, I would remove it and I would tip the water out.
Yeah. Well, some people would eat it. It's just quite, it's a bit of protein, babe.
Because I find it's got that disgusting associated with it. And so he's saying, his research, and he said, we identify foods as being disgusting because somehow they'll contaminate us.
Yes, yes.
And for some reason, 20% of us think that mayonnaise will contaminate us.
Yeah. But do you know what's really interesting about it? Most people use smoke and mirrors mayonnaise. Mayonnaise will cover up any bad taste. It's like butter. You put butter to anything, it'll taste good. And salt, yeah?
Yeah.
And mayonnaise is the same thing. Like you
it's
go,
a cover up.
You go get a sandwich, right? That say you get a chicken sandwich. A lot of people love chicken sandwiches, right? You put enough mayonnaise in that chicken mix, people are going to love it. They're going, oh, that's the most beautiful chicken sandwich I've ever had. But what they're really saying is beautiful is the mayonnaise, because mayonnaise is basically made up of sugar, oil, salt and vinegar. That's it. And eggs. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So I make my own if I'm going to make it.
Yeah. But well, that's okay. Yeah. It's a lot healthier.
I don't like the one in the supermarket.
But anything from a supermarket is it's got so much sugar in it, and salt. It's disgusting. And the oil will probably be canola oil, which is not good for you.
No.
Anymore.
So 20% of us say it's absolutely disgusting. And he's tried to work out why we associate mayonnaise as being disgusting. And what he says, as far as he's concerned, nobody's ever done a study specifically on mayonnaise disgust, but based on his previous research, he poses that it's mayonnaise's texture that's the culprit.
Right,
so
okay.
So it's a viscous quality, it's thick quality.
I like the texture. I'd dip anything in a really good mayonnaise.
Well, I quote, and he says it's the sort of thickness that you'd get from fluid oozing out of a rotted carcass.
Oh,
and that's
yuck.
Why...
Or a pimple.
Well,
I just put people off breakfast.
That's why we associate disgust with certain foods.
Stop eating just for a couple of minutes and then get back to it. Hey, we got a message in on 0427JOY949. One here saying, Anastasia, you forgot egg yolks for mayonnaise. I was describing the ingredients that go in mayonnaise. Actually, I didn't. Thank you very much. I did say eggs. If you want a release of the audio for proof, we'll send it to your house. But thank you. And we got another one here. Morning, beautiful people. Warren, do you know you have more germs on your hands than on a cockroach? So hard to believe, but true. I actually would believe
true.
That. Absolutely. Yeah, cockroaches are pretty clean.
But I don't find
except
hands.
Except some for lunch.
I don't find hands disgusting.
Let's have a cockroach pasta.
Well, isn't that the new thing to eat these things for protein now?
What?
Cockroaches.
Oh, probably. Let's have a fly and cockroach pasta after the show, darling. So you
come back home. It's Zane and Taylor Swift, I Don't Want to Live Forever on Joy 94.9.
Do you? I wouldn't want to live forever. I can imagine it'd be exhausting. So positive on a Monday morning, Joy.
7:10. I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Imagine you never got out of here.
What if you could? What if you could?
Mate, I want the journey to end at some point. You know what I mean? Stuff that.
But what if you are enjoying yourself?
Do you know what we'll have to do one time on our breakfast show? We'll have to actually write down the lyrics and actually unpack them.
Of the song?
From different songs, because some of them are hilarious.
That's a great idea.
Isn't it? On Friday, we were on radio and we're talking a little bit about your crush at the gym.
Oh,
like
you're
crazy about this guy. You can't work out whether he wants you or he doesn't. And you have been since Friday, obviously.
Yeah.
Talk us through
it. Do you want to know
what's going on? What's happened?
You know, I got really scared because we had that lady call in here, Nerida,
yep.
who said she had a crush on someone. Mm. She asked them out and they said no.
Yeah.
And she got really scared
by it.
So she scared me a bit.
So we were talking about having crushes on people and whether you have got the confidence to actually make the first move,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Both of us don't.
No.
Right, we never do. And we really panic when we really, really like someone, don't we?
But you'll be proud of me.
So what happened?
I did.
You? Oh, my God.
I did. So I went on.
So you didn't even know if this guy was gay or not?
No idea.
Oh, my God.
No idea. And I thought, no, I'm not going to come back on Monday
yep.
and let Anastasia call me a coward. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
So I did it.
Talk us through.
So he came up to me and he said, "Do you want a hand with that?" And I said, "Yeah." And so he was helping me. He was spotting.
Were you in the toilet?
Stuff. No. Not at all. So I could just feel the energy. And so I said, "Is there something going on here?"
Oh my God.
Like in a nice way.
Imagine you got it wrong.
And he looked at me. He goes, "Yeah, there is, isn't there?" And I froze up.
That's so cute.
And I froze up.
You would have shat your pants.
I did. I shat my pants. But then he saved it because he said, maybe we should talk about it over dinner one night.
Oh, how's that? Oh, my God. That is so excitement.
And then I dropped a barbell on my chest and couldn't breathe.
That is so wonderful. So the date's on Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, my God.
How exciting.
Now, that is, you know what I will say about that, though? Thank you to the listeners because they gave in some really good SMSs in encouraging you and going, hey, Anastasia Warren, if you're into somebody, just go there. You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Hey, now listen.
Unless I chicken out by Thursday.
Yeah, you won't. Hey, now listen, I've noticed that you get your haircut every 6 weeks, but what I've noticed, you pay big money for your haircut, but I've noticed he makes you look more chiseled. It's like he reshapes the whole your whole head. He looks so much better. What does he do?
He doesn't touch my head. He just touches my hair.
Yeah, but he does something that makes you look a lot more chiseled than the other hairdresser.
Maybe that's me. I'm me probably with my beard.
Oh, okay, got it.
He does my hair. But, you know, I did go on Friday.
Yes.
I went and he was talking to me.
Mm.
And you know how you talk to your,
people,
your barber or whatever. You talk to people.
Hello.
Hello. We started talking and he told me, he goes, Warren, I walked past this, actually he calls me Wazza. He goes, Wazza, we walked past this barber,
Do you feel more butch when he calls you Wazza?
No, not at all. Doesn't worry me. He said, we walked past this place and there was a lady doing readings.
Oh.
She was doing tarot cards and she's something else. I don't understand all this
witchcraft
stuff. I don't know whether that was in there. There was something and she was a clairvoyant.
Yep.
And he said she was amazing.
Oh, my God.
And he told me some of the things that she said and I thought, oh, you know what, I'm going to go.
Mm. You really like this stuff, I've noticed.
I said, I'm going to go because my background is so science and engineering.
Yeah, but you've gone from one extreme to the other.
Yes,
now you see a healer that gets you to talk to your deceased grandfather every week.
So I'm going
to
go.
You're seeing okay.
So I went yesterday.
Yes. Talk us through it.
I went and I saw this lady, and she was lovely.
Yeah,
she was really good.
Did she look like a tarot reader? Did she have like a big gypsy dress on?
No, she didn't. But she was
like curtains.
She was very, no. But the environment. So I walked into. I had to go up these stairs into this sort
oh
of.
Oh my God!
It was a bit like a Rabbit Warren little secret location. Yeah. And there were rooms there.
Mm.
And I thought, oh my goodness, where am I going?
So it wasn't open plan living yet.
No, it wasn't. And I sat down.
Oh my God.
There was incense burning. You know, there were candles burning.
Yeah. Any spider webs, cobwebs anywhere? Yeah, probably.
I didn't look for that, but, you know, it was very dark.
Next time, look, yep.
there was a wall with all these a bookcase full of all these spells and things.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, she's going to turn me into
crystals,
an animal.
Crystals? There would have been crystals.
There were crystals there.
Yeah.
And anyway, we sat down, we started talking.
Mm.
And she said, you know, what do you want to know about? And of course, I asked her a few things. I asked her about my love life or what's happening because there's three.
There's three.
She said, there's three.
Oh my God.
And she said, you already know them.
Oh my God. That's full on.
Yeah, she said, there's three. And I said, oh, really? And then so we were talking about that and she said, one of them's older, he's very quiet. I don't know who this person is.
Yep.
I have
older
no idea.
Older and quiet, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and then we talked about money and we talked about things. She goes, what are you? She said, your career. She said, what you do? She goes, you're in business with a woman.
Mm, okay. Oh, no. What did she say about me?
And I said,
I'm getting
yes.
anxious thinking about
I said,
what
yes,
would
I
have
am.
Me.
And I did, I promise you, I did not say anything about what we do.
Yep.
You know,
no, no,
who
no.
You are.
Not.
I didn't
you're
say
full on about
anything
stuff.
At
yeah.
all. And she said, you need to tell her to keep her mouth shut. She said it. She said she has to watch her tongue.
Oh, my God.
How's that?
I've been told that all my life.
Have you?
Yeah, totally. Anastasia, keep it down. Just keep it in. Don't worry about it.
She said that. She said she's absolutely lovely.
She's lovely, but shut her mouth up. Well, look, it's probably good advice because you've seen me when I lose it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, but we balance each other out.
We do balance each other out, yeah.
I'll say, hey, just, you know.
Okay.
Quite in doubt.
Wow, so she tuned in to me.
She tuned in and she said, yep, that's great. She said, keep doing what you're doing.
I'm going to go knock her block off, where is she?
She also said, your enthusiasm and both of you, your energy for what you do is really strong and that will continue.
Yeah. Do you know what? Well, I'm really curious about. She's pretty bang on about me because I do have to watch what I say, but which I don't like doing, by the way. Like you've got three men in your life.
Well, no, they're not there.
They're not there yet. Oh God,
they're not there yet.
But one of them is going to be appear as a friend, but he's going to be secretly in love with you.
Potentially. That's what she said. She said I can change this destiny.
Yeah, I bet she will for extra cash. Yeah. Slipper at 20 and she'll slipper tell you whatever 20. She wants.
And I was there for an hour and she went extensively in it. And she said, you can say no.
You can say no.
She said, you can say no. You don't have to go with this particular person.
Right.
So.
Well, that's good to know.
She said lots of other things too. I can't remember everything.
Now, how did you feel with her? Did you feel like you were getting a bang for a buck?
I was having a really good chat, but I did laugh when she told me that about you.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate though. You know what though? I'm going to have to go see one now because it'll be good for radio and imagine what they'll say to me about you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I'll give you the details and go and see it. We'll talk
awesome.
About it. Yeah, she might. I wonder what she'll say. Oh,
can you imagine?
She might put two and two.
Tell me to
you
dump
should
your
see,
ass.
See a different one, I reckon.
What do you like with people just popping over?
I love it when people just pop over.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like unannounced.
Oh, unannounced?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't happen as much now. Most people,
well, it doesn't
most of my
happen
friends,
at all. I remember growing up and it happened all the time. People would just pop over in the neighbourhood where we grew up in Footscray. Mm-hmm. People would just pop over and have lunch and then it would turn into dinner and it was no big deal. And I don't remember having any anxiety about whether the house is clean or not.
Or
it was
you're
always mum's business.
Or your undies.
You just didn't care. It was very communal and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But I reckon maybe social media has actually played part in here. We're on our phones all the time where we've got all these schedules and we're always having to schedule in stuff.
And you could be right too because it's so easy, isn't it, now to be able to say, to, hey, are you home?
Yeah,
can
exactly.
I pop over? Whereas once, you know, you'd have to get to a landline and call.
Exactly.
Are you home this afternoon?
Yeah.
And
so
come over. But you're right. People don't just necessarily turn up anymore.
No, and
they?
I remember growing up and people would always just turn up and I'm thinking, I wonder why. And again, it's about social media, the phone. People are really busy
access.
Now. It's access. But also it's the house pride stuff. Like I know, I'll give you a perfect example. A friend of mine, Rebecca, who lives just around the corner, bumped into her husband the other day and I said to him, just tell Beck to come over whenever she wants. Like you guys are both very welcome. I live here, da 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 da. And I've given her my address before. Obviously, I didn't think it was going to happen. I wasn't expecting it. Well, guess what? They bloody popped over last night.
They popped over.
I swear to God. And I heard the buzzer. So I live in an apartment. And I hear the buzzer and I pick up the phone bit and go, like really anxiously. And it's like, hey, Anastasia, it's Beck and Adam. I'm not kidding. I'm shaking. I'm so anxious. I'm like, oh, my God, just give me 2 minutes. And you know what the first thing I did? I run to the bathroom and check the toilet. I'm checking everything. I'm running around crazily thinking, oh, my God, I'm looking in the mirror, freaking out. Thankfully, I live in a clean environment. I'm a bit OCD that way. Mm. But I was really, really nervous about it. It was fine once they got in, but I just went, that hasn't happened to me for so long.
Isn't it funny how you get nervous about what they're going to think? Like,
it's always about the house stuff for me. It's that house pride.
And probably no one would even notice or even care.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm going to pop into your house unannounced from
now on. I know. I had to get all my doilies in the right.
Have you got doilies?
Yeah, of course I have.
Have you?
You've seen them before. You were really embarrassed for
right,
me, though.
The doilies.
They look really good in my place.
That's a Greek thing, isn't it?
It is very Greek.
Although my mum used
but
to
But
are
you like that with – you're a bit – don't you get a little bit nervous if someone just comes in and just whatever?
I don't get so nervous. I just – like if there's something's messy, I'll just shut the door.
Yeah.
So they can't see. I don't really care. I just think, come over and, you know. But my problem is I might not have anything to give them or something and then I feel
well, exactly. This is what I mean. We think so much about, I don't have anything, whatever. Before, I remember 20 years ago, we never thought about that. We just connected.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed with me lately is because I drink black coffee, I don't have milk.
Yes. So I don't have milk either and I got paranoid about that last night as well.
I mean, it's not that I don't eat dairy, but I don't have milk. And when people come over and they say, oh, could I have a cup of tea?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine popped in on Sunday morning
and
wanted a cup of tea. And I didn't have any milk.
Yeah.
To, and, you know, my parents will pop over the time and they have milk, but I don't have it. And I feel always get embarrassed thinking.
Well, maybe you need to buy a cow and, like, seriously, have a cow.
And go out the back and have a
squirt. Yeah, organic milk. Hey, now listen, we've got a couple of messages in on 042, what's the number again?
0427JOY949.
Yes, we got one here. Oh my God, house pride is my most stressful reason why I don't like people coming over unexpectedly. I always have clothes in places other than the drawers. I always think I'm being judged by my friends. Isn't it terrible, Jason? We all have got it. And another one here. Oh my God, I was thinking that. I was thinking the whole story. When is she going to shut up? I just want to hear the story. So I think that's for me, Warren. Someone is saying, Anastasia, shut up and let Warren tell the story.
That's because the clairvoyant said to me that my co-host has to learn to
shut up. Oh, my God, that's actually hilarious.
She actually said to hold her tongue.
Mm. Well, if I hold my tongue, we won't have a show.
That's it for us.
Oh, my God. We're back on Thursday and Friday, though. How exciting.
Back on Thursday and Friday. It's a public holiday tomorrow.
It is a public holiday. I'm going to sleep all day, I reckon. I haven't planned anything.
No.
I'm going rock climbing.
Rock climbing tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. Hey, now, listen. You need to head over to our Facebook page, Anastasia and Warren. Lick us and like us, because you'll get to hear the full chat that we had with Emru Ciano and her brand new single, Brand New Day. I tell you, no lie, it is such a good song, and it's a great interview. We really connected with her, didn't we? Because she's our competitor at the moment, isn't she?
Absolutely.
So if you want to catch that, get onto our Facebook page. We cannot wait to be back with you on Thursday. And don't forget, Emru Ciano tickets go out today if you want to go see her Evil Queen tour.
At Ticket Tech. Also, on our Facebook page, you'll find a link to our podcast.
Yes.
Or you can go to joy.org.au if you've missed anything.
Yeah, you don't want to miss our show. And you know what, Warren, we've got about 50 podcasts
there's
now.
There's so many up there. And also, you can subscribe on iTunes.
Exactly.
And you'll never miss it. Oh, so
why would you want to miss it?
Have a great day and have a great cup
day. See you Thursday, darling.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.